welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rob F. Oh, your voice got deep there.
Oh, did, oh, at the very end. Yes. I was like, what did I say? My name is Brent Weinbach.
Bach.
This is the Video Game Music Podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era music. No remixes. Just pure original music from the game.
Yes.
And before we get started, I wanted to we didn't get a chance to we were supposed to do this in the last episode, but we never we wanted to thank Andrew from Martinez, Georgia, for donating to the Legacy Music Hour.
Andrew, the Legacy Music Hour salutes you.
Salutes you. but thank you so much for your donation.
It's much appreciated.
And also, I wanted to respond to a suggestion from a listener named Victor. He suggested Hyperzone, the game Hyperzone for the Super Famicom.
Okay.
And I checked that out. That was a great suggestion. I actually quite like that. It's the composer's Jun Ishikawa, whose work I really like, and I wasn't aware of that game. And I'm going to trade you suggestions right now.
Okay.
Not you, Rob, Victor. You can get in on it, too.
All right.
He did a game called, I don't know how much you listen to our podcast, but we've played music from this game in the past. There's a game called Alkahest that he composed the music to, and really, really good music to that game. And same composer, Jun Ishikawa. Jun Ishikawa also did the music to all the Kirby games, or a lot of the Kirby games. And so, check out Alkahest, Jun Ishikawa. I also beat that game.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Someone commented also that I'd say that I beat games a lot, so I will make an effort to make sure I always say games that I beat.
Well, thank you, Slick Vic, for the suggestion. And I just wanted also to mention that if you have not been on our Facebook page, it's a happening spot. It's where all the cool cats are right now, including composer Sudi Raval.
Yeah, Sudi Raval. We were actually able to figure out, because there was two composers for Spider-Man and Venom, Separation Anxiety, that we had down.
Yes.
And he actually was able to clear that up for us, which ones he did, which ones were the other composer that worked on it.
Right. So if you've got comments or suggestions, go to our Facebook page or our site. And actually, you know what? There's a lot of listeners. They're a wealth of information.
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure.
I'm talking specifically about St. John. St. John has been throwing it down. Just go to our website and look in the comments page. Jump in the comments if you would like, especially if you have a lot of video game knowledge.
Or opinions.
Yeah. Or opinions, absolutely. Yeah. We welcome any and all. In my case, only positive. In case of the old F-Switch, only positive comments, please.
And also, the comments section of the website, that's basically like the forum, you know?
Right.
That's like the forum for the show. So, all right. So should we move on to today's topic, or we mentioned the sponsor?
Absolutely, yeah. Brent. Destiny Games. Where would we be without them today? I don't want to know. 42134 Ford Road, and that is in Canton, Michigan. If you're ever in that area, please give them a visit and tell them F-Switch says hello. Or you can call them 734-404-5548. Visit them on the web at destiny-games.com for all of your gaming needs.
All right, so let's move to today's topic.
Here we go.
Which is composer focus on the composer Kazuo Hanzawa.
The famed KH.
And
wait, what was his handle?
Nario. Well, he has a few. Here, I'll talk about him.
Okay.
I'm going to fade the music out right now, just so we can talk a little bit. Right. First of all, I just want to say that this guy, right now, he's in my top two composers. And it's maybe my top composer.
It's not often that I see a piece of music, a game, or a composer affect you in this way. So I feel we're in for a treat.
Well, Hitoshi Sakamoto, he's one of my top right now. And then this guy. This guy just so, I feel like just, you know, really progressive and kind of experimental and just incredible music coming out of this guy. He's really kind of a genius, you know? anyway, his he has these aliases. One of them was Non, N-O-N, and another one was Star Hanzawa, and another one was Norio Hanzawa, or sometimes he'd be credited as N Hanzawa. And but his, as far as I know, his real name is Kazuo Hanzawa.
Okay.
And he worked at Konami in the late 80s. Then he moved, then along with other Konami employees, they left Konami and started a new company called Treasure. And so he worked at Treasure for a while as well. And I'm just going to list off the games that he worked on. This is his full gamography as far as this 8-bit and 16-bit era goes. But
hit me with it.
He worked on Castlevania the Adventure. He did that with some other composers. That was for the Game Boy. Uh-huh. He did Quirth for the arcade. He did Roller Games, and he did the Simpsons arcade game. He did Bucky O'Hare for the arcade. And then moving into his Treasure, his time at Treasure, it was Gunstar Heroes, Dynamite Heady, Yu Yu Hakusho, and Alien Soldier, and those are all Genesis games, / Mega Drive games. So that's basically all we really know about him. Aside from his music, figuring out some other things about his, his mind from his music. But what we're gonna do is we're just gonna go through. We're gonna play one track from each of the games he worked on, and we're going to start chronologically with the games he worked on solo, and finish that. And then after that, we'll move on to the games he worked on with other people.
Okay.
And do that chronologically. So the first game he did solo was Quirth for the arcade. This game was a kind of like a puzzle game, but also a flying shooter game. It's kind of a mix, a crossbreed. And he did the arcade version, but it was ported to the Nintendo and the Game Boy. And we're going to play the Nintendo version. There is new music introduced in the... it was also ported to the MSX as well, or MSX2.
Okay.
There was new music introduced to this game in the port versions. Other composers did work on that, on those ports. So I'm not sure which ones he did. So we're going to basically play the background music one from Nintendo, which is the which was the main theme from the arcade version, Nintendified. So this is music from Quirth, this game I think is from 1989, and I think it's composer Kazuo Hanzawa. This is background music number one. Music from Quirth for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is background music one, music composed by Kazuo Hanzawa. And I actually really like this Nintendified version of this track, which you hear in the arcade. Kazuo Hanzawa has a very distinct style, but you don't really start to hear that style develop until I feel like later in the some of the arcade and then the Genesis stuff.
Right.
But I think this is a great track though. So next up, we're going to move on to the Simpsons arcade game, which was by Konami. And this is and Kazuo Hanzawa did the entire soundtrack by himself for the Simpsons arcade game. It's kind of crazy because I never, you know, I used to play this game in the arcade, and I just never had no idea that there was one. I had no idea it was a Konami game, you know, and then two, I just for some reason I never realized that when I was younger, and then it's just funny that this composer that I would eventually just, you know, really love was the composer of it. The track we're going to hear from this is Stage 2, Krusty Land, Panic. And, yeah.
That's pre-4th of July fireworks going on. I don't know if that
picked up or not. Yeah. Okay, so music from the Simpsons arcade game. From the Simpsons arcade game. This is Stage 2, Krusty Land, Panic. Music by Kazuo Hanzawa. And I feel like here you start to hear his kind of more progressive sound, you know? I mean, it's kind of, you know, there's sort of some, you know, weird stuff he's doing a little bit here. And kind of sound effect-y kind of voices, you know?
He very much captures the essence of everything that is Krusty Land.
Well, you mean there's a kind of like a circusy sound to it or something like that, yeah.
Watching gameplay footage.
Yeah.
It's a Streets of Rage, but with The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever play this in the arcade?
No, I did not.
This is really a great game because you could do four players simultaneous, you know, in the arcade. And
yes.
It was, you know, it was just a lot of fun. There was just, yeah, it was a beat-em-up game with Simpsons, you know.
Right.
And you know, there was comical things to it as well, you know.
Absolutely. It's looks like a fun game.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I just like how there are these sound effects and stuff going on in the background, you know. I mean, Not sound effects, but they're part of the music, you know?
Right.
But it just, that's very, to me, a Kazuo Hanzawa kind of thing, you know? Like this part especially. Right there, yeah. I mean, it sounds like sound effects from, you know, carnival games and stuff, you know? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I will be playing a track from Bucky O'Hare.
Right, so this is another arcade game from Konami.
Right, and this is based on the comic Bucky O'Hare and the Toad Wars.
And I think in the 70s or something, there was an animated show,
mm-hmm.
I think, or something like that, yeah.
So Bucky has a long-standing history.
Mm-hmm.
I will be playing a track and that is Stage 8 Music.
Okay.
By composer Kazuo Hanzawa.
Hello.
Stage 8 music from the game Bucky O'Hare.
For the arcade.
Arcade version, right. This is cinematic.
Yeah. And again, you can hear that sort of Kazuo Hanzawa sound to it, but not, it's not fully as fully realized as it would get later on for the Genesis, but...
could be a film score to an action movie of some type.
And by the way, the Nintendo version of this game has totally different music and is a different game.
Not by Non Hanzawa.
Yes. This part's good right here, actually. Okay, so next we're going to play something from Gunstar Heroes. And this is a personal favorite of mine. This soundtrack is just so good, I think. You know, and this is where you really start to hear, I feel like, you really hear his own personal style.
What do you think about that game, Gunstar Heroes?
It's great. Mm-hmm. Why, what do you want to...
No, I was just asking you.
Fun game, great game. Anyway, so Gunstar Heroes, you really hear his sound, I think, in this. And this is a track called Choose a Path, and it's when you pick, this is like a stage selection screen. And this is for the Sega Genesis, music from Gunstar Heroes by Kazuo Hanzawa. Music from Gunstar Heroes. It's the stage selection screen. It's called Choose a Path. And this is music, of course, by Kazuo Hanzawa. It's a, you know, I think a really great track. It's a short track, but really, it has this unique sound to it where it's, I feel like it sounds like almost like futuristic pop music or something, you know? I don't know.
Doesn't there a little bit of Michael Jackson in there?
Yeah, I guess so. The way she makes me feel?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
The way she makes me feel.
Right on the money.
But I want to play the beginning of it one more time. I like that. I like how it starts. You know, the thing with Kazuo Hanzawa is he seems to really just use a lot of stuff in his music, you know, just it's really there's just a lot of intricacies, you know, just with the drums and the just the different voices and layers, you know, just a lot going on, you know.
What you the way you described it to me before we started the episode, you just said he's on another level, completely on another level, and it's very distinct. This is not typical game music.
Well, yeah, I mean, our next track really takes it to the next level. I'm just going to move right into that. Next up, we're going to hear a track from Alien Soldier, okay? And this one, and this is 1995, I think. This came out only in Japan for the Mega Drive. But this, to me, is the next level. I mean, he really takes it to the next level on this soundtrack. This soundtrack just blows me away, you know? And yeah, were you going to say something? No.
Would you say he was ahead of his time?
Something like that. You know, I mean, I don't know if I would say even ahead of his time. It's just, he's just sort of like, just like a mad scientist or something, you know. Just this soundtrack is just so on another level, you know. The track we're going to hear is called Oblivious Past, which is I think it's like the ending music, and this is I think probably my favorite track in the game, and it's so good. It's just totally good. And okay. It really sounds like the beginning of it just totally sounds like 70s electronic music. It really these really rich synth sounds, and then it's also just has a very there's an arc to this piece too. Okay. It's like the story to it.
Right.
So listen for that.
I love a good story.
Yeah. I don't know if you got a chance to hear this track all the way through, but this track is just I mean if this doesn't blow you away, I don't know what to say.
We won't be speaking anymore.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean,
okay,
we'll see. No, I mean, I don't know about us not speaking anymore, but I think,
right.
But anyway, it's good. This is good. So, okay. Music by Kazuo Hanzawa. This is Oblivious Past from Alien Soldier. Soldier for the Mega Drive. This is called Oblivious Past, music by Kazuo Hanzawa. So I just think, to me, this track is just a masterpiece because it's just so good. I love this part right here. I mean, this is just so good. I like that he uses this sort of Lydian scale or the Lydian mode.
Okay.
I mean, to me, this is the Genesis at its max, like its maximum potential, I feel like, you know? I just feel like he's really fully using the capabilities of the Genesis. You know?
The Beethoven's ninth, so if you will.
I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Of the Genesis.
This is just so good, you know? And I want to go back to the beginning of the track, because this part doesn't repeat, but the beginning is just so 70s electronic music, you know? This part right here. To me, this is so good right here, you know? This just, to me, sounds like, I mean, just, you know, I just can't believe this is from a video game, you know?
You're right. Definitely does not sound like something that you would.
No, I mean, it's to me, it's just, it does sound like a video game, though. It's just that it's so sophisticated, I think, you know? I guess the sound, and the sound quality is just really good, too, you know? That's why also it sort of sounds like it's, you know, I mean, it's really good for a video game, the sound quality, I think, you know? Anyway, I just think this track is just amazing. It
conjures up memories of a past long forgotten. An oblivious past.
Yeah. So good. I think that, to me, that just, it doesn't, I mean, that's just, that's so good. So, okay, so what we're going to do now.
So now the episode's over.
The episode's finished. We might as well just hang it up right now.
That's it. No, and that's as in our last episode ever.
you can't top that. You
know? Done.
So what we're going to do now is look at the games that he worked on with others. It's a little tricky here because, you know, for some of these games, for all of these games, we don't have exact track composer breakdowns of who did which track. So a lot of this is us speculating that this track sounds like Kazuo Hanzawa, you know?
Right.
So we'll do this in chronological order as well, starting with a track from
Castlevania Adventure, and that is for the Game Boy.
And I think it's Castlevania The Adventure. The Adventure.
Is it The Castlevania Adventure?
Well, I've seen it two ways, The Castlevania Adventure, but I think it's actually Castlevania : The Adventure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the box says, well,
it's hard to tell with the box, actually. Based on the box, I would even say it's like Castlevania, like the franchise Castlevania, and then The Adventure, you know? But anyway, it's the Game Boy. I think it's the first Castlevania Game Boy game.
I think you might be right, yeah.
Now, do you have the, I have the other composers on this that work on this. Shigeru
Fukutaki.
Yeah, Fukutaki.
And H.
That's Hidehiro.
Hidehiro Funauchi.
Yeah, and Hidehiro Funauchi, he composed the music to Castlevania II, Belmont's Revenge with the Game Boy, mm-hmm. which is a very excellent soundtrack. One of my favorite video game tracks of all time is in that soundtrack. And actually, there's tracks in this that are really good in Castlevania the Adventure, but I'm pretty sure they're actually just based on the style that they're Funauchi's. Funauchi, that is. But yeah, so, you know, you picked some tracks out that you thought
you'd like. I did, and this track, we're both in agreement, is we can give a pretty educated guess that it is Kazuo Hanzawa.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to tell, you know what I mean? Because at this point, and I think his style hasn't developed his own personal style as much, maybe, and it's hard to tell which one would be his, but I think there's just elements of this that sound like it could be his, and, you know, it just seems like this track could be his. So, yeah.
Got it. This is Evil Devil Final Boss Part 2 by composer You know him. You love him. Kazuo Hanzawa.
Maybe. Hopefully.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Devil Final Boss Part 2 from the game Castlevania The Adventure.
I think it's this part right here that sounds like Kazuo Hanzawa. It's hard to tell because for one thing, the whole game is done in the Castlevania style, you know? So that's already sort of dominating over anybody's personal style.
Of course.
But I kind of think this kind of sounds like him, you know? Right here, you know? But, you know, it's hard to tell.
Anyway. Right. Up next, we will be hearing from the NES game Roller Games.
Yeah. Now this he worked on with three other composers.
Who are those? I didn't get those.
They were Katsuhiko Suzuki, Atsushi Fujio, and Shigemasa Matsuo. And so, again, it's hard to tell who did what, you know, on this. But this is actually ported from... it wasn't a port, but there was an arcade version of it that's pretty different than the Nintendo version. But which is based on a TV show, actually.
Roller Derby.
Roller Games.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's chicks on in spandex and roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that combination, you can never go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what F-Switch says.
Oh, yeah.
The motto.
So, again, you pick some tracks out. We're listening to them. We're thinking, and we think that this one track sounds like him.
Final Showdown Last Boss.
Yeah.
And that is actually a track that was sent to us on a mix, the Big Mike mix.
Yeah, we heard that first on the Big Mike mix. But this actually, I think this game has good tracks all the way through it, you know.
Right.
This one, I'll point out why I think this is Hanzawa as well, but
this reminds you of any other game. Keep that in mind.
Oh yeah, it does actually sound like something else too, yeah.
Have a listen. Track from the NES game Roller Games, Final Showdown, Last Boss.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure this is Kazuo Hanzawa just because the sort of end of it just sounds very him. Like this part right here, actually. This seems like his kind of complicated style, you know? I just think that that kind of thing where it's like stuff is kind of amping up and then it kind of stops and then goes back into the track, you know?
Right, right.
That to me seems like a Kazuo Hanzawa thing, you know?
Watching gameplay footage of this, Brent, that chick's pretty hot, huh?
Well, especially when she flexes her muscles.
She does a pose. And by the way, she has an actual move from the Double Dragon game. She grabs someone by the head and knees them.
Mm.
It's very Double Dragon-esque. I almost feel the Double Dragon boys should have their roller girls.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Even the enemies pose. A lot of posing going on.
Oh, the enemy's posing?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. So this sounds kind of like another track, right? It sounds like a track from Castlevania 3.
It totally reminds me of... I thought it was Castlevania 3. Just something in my head triggered it, and I said, that's Castlevania 3. And then I was mistaken, because I looked at the Big Mike Mix. Mm. Say that 4 times fast.
Big Mike Mix, Big Mike Mix, Big Mike Mix, Big Mike Mix. Yeah, I did it.
The track listing is roller games.
Yeah.
So,
this is a good track though. This is a good game. Good game soundtrack. Actually.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But
oh,
yeah, you got like kind of a mix of guys. Like, you know, there's a track that sounds kind of like Bayou Billy, and that it was the same composer who worked on Bayou Billy. So I imagine that he did that track on here. But anyway, okay. Then now we're gonna do another track. You have something lined up from Dynamite Heady.
Which is a Sega Genesis track.
Yeah, and this is in the Treasure era.
And according to you, Brent, you cannot go wrong with Treasure. Am I right?
Right. It's the best. Treasure's the best. I mean, they're good. They're really good.
Schumacher Fly.
Now, this is a track that we don't know for sure if this is him, but I think it is. I think it's him. It sounds kind of complex enough that it would be him, but
I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is.
The other composers on it, in case it's not him, are Katsuhiko Suzuki and just someone who goes by Yasuko. There's not a full name for that. Koji Yamada and possibly Akihata, but I have a feeling Akihata did not work on this because there was actually a release soundtrack, an official release for the soundtrack, and for some reason her tracks seemed to be. The tracks that she did seemed to be specified, but then the other ones weren't. So, but anyway, yeah, that's the full composer listing for this game. Yes,
Dynamite Heady Schumacher Fly. Schumacher Fly from the game Dynamite Heady. It's a very, very upbeat track.
Also, I really like how it changes time signature at one point. You know,
mm-hmm.
It becomes a kind of 3-4 situation.
waltz action.
But this sort of last third of this track really makes me think it's Kazuo Hanzawa. You know, it just sort of sounds like his style. You know? Here's the 3-4. This part right here is totally, to me, Kazuo Hanzawa. You know? It almost sounds like something you'd hear in Gunstar Heroes or something. You know?
Okay, I can see that.
Okay, and finally, we're going to hear from Yu Yu Hakusho, Makio Tutsusen. And the best track from this game, we already played on this podcast, which is the Subspace 2 track, you know?
Okay.
And that, I'm 90% sure that that was Kazuo Hanzawa. But again, you know, it's hard to tell what tracks are his. Oh, you know what? It wasn't Dynamite Heady where the tracks were specified which ones were Akihata. Actually, oh no. I don't know. I'm confused. Yeah, no. In Dynamite Heady, there's two tracks that were specified by Akihata. In this one, her tracks are again specified for this soundtrack. But then there's also credited as this TKO, and TKO that stands for Treasure Kamadanami Ongakutai, which is kind of like the house band situation, you right, know, like right. That's so TKO is sort of like the Konami Kukuhei Club, Kukua Club, or whatever it's called. So yeah, and in that group is Katsuhiko Suzuki, Satoshi Murata, and Kazuo Hanzawa. And possibly Akihata, but I think it's mainly those three. And so there's certain tracks that are credited by TKO, but, you know, listening to them, I just, like, I really actually kind of like this track called As You Like It, and I would play that, but it doesn't sound like Kazuo Hanzawa to me. So the one, to me, listening through the soundtrack, it actually seems to me like there's only two tracks that really sound like his style. And that's this Subspace 2 track, which we played already, and this other track called Devilish Forest BGM. So that's what we're going to play, because that's kind of like there's only a track I really think sounds like him besides that track, so it's kind of just stuck with that one track. So we're going to hear that, the Devilish Forest BGM from Yu Yu Hakusho, Makio Tutsusen, for the Mega Drive. It was a Japanese release only. Thank you. This is music from Yu Yu Hakusho, Makio Totsusen, for the Sega Mega Drive. And this is called Devilish Force BGM. This is a fighting game. And yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure this is Kazuo Hanzawa, because it's just kind of such a weird track, you know.
Well, Michael Jackson in there?
The Way You Make You Feel Again?
Yes.
All right, so now what we're going to do is we're just going to play a couple tracks, kind of a Kazuo Hanzawa free play.
Right.
And, you know, as this is episode 87, I guess I'll start it off or what?
Yeah, let's hit that.
So, all right, I'm going to start off with Alien Soldier, which is just, like I said, such an awesome soundtrack. And this is Runner. This track is called Runner AD 2025.
May I say something?
Yes.
I raised my hand.
Yes, Rob.
Thank you.
Yes, Switch.
I had this track picked out as well.
Yes.
I enjoyed this track very much. I'm just very happy that it's being played.
It's great. It's a great track. And it really, it's very much a Kazuo Hanzawa style music from Alien Soldier for the Sega Mega Drive. This is music from Alien Soldier, Runner AD 2025, music by Kazuo Hanzawa. Great track. To me, that's so Kazuo Hanzawa, where he kind of does some kind of crazy drum fill, and then the music stops for a little bit, and then it comes back in, you know?
Okay.
That's, to me, very Hanzawa style, you know? And you kind of hear that in some of those earlier soundtracks, you know, a little bit.
It's the Hanzawa.
Right. Hanzawa. This is such a cool track, though, huh?
That last part, that reminds me of the frog sound in that Blaster Master track.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
I like this part a lot, too, right here. What? What about it? Oh yeah,
we're watching gameplay footage. It's pretty crazy. Some of these bosses.
Yeah, they're pretty weird.
Yeah. If anyone out there would like to donate a cartridge.
Oh God, I'd love to play this game. I think it's hard to get though. I think it's pretty hard to get. Yeah. I like this part of the track a lot too. See, that's what's so cool about him, is he does stuff like that. Just these crazy, complicated, you know, just parts of the tracks. You know, just right. They're just all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and I don't know. He's so good. He's totally so good. I think he's the best. You know, he's just also so unique too. You know, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah.
Well, guess what, Brent?
Yeah.
The last couple tracks I'm going to play will be coming from Alien Soldier.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's really good, you know.
It's what's up.
Yeah.
Slap Up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the track I am going to be playing.
Yeah.
Let's roll it. Up. Hey, there's the jam right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very smooth.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, silky smooth.
The bass lines, you know, it's very, it's like, it's very, I don't know. it's very 90s, actually, the bass line.
Oh, okay, I can see that. I can feel that, I should say. Feeling that.
All right, well, I'm going to change it up and go back to Gunstar Heroes.
Nice.
Because basically, Alien Soldier and Gunstar Heroes, to me, those are just, that's Kazuo Hanzawa's, you know, those are his prime games, I think.
That was his calling card.
Yeah.
He would carry cartridges around and hand those out to people.
And, you know, Gunstar Heroes is more... To me, this is more of a poppy kind of soundtrack.
Yes.
And Alien Soldier is more weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're both really good. And anyway, this track is called Last Party on the Moon from Gunstar Heroes for the Sega Genesis. From Gunstar Heroes, Last Party on the Moon. I feel like there's an openness to Kazuo Hanzawa's music. You know, there's just sort of this wide open sound to it, but at the same time, it's very melodic, though, too, you know?
Okay. I'm closing it out with another Alien Soldier track.
All right, yeah.
And this of course, as we have been saying throughout the entire episode, is a Kazuo Hanzawa soundtrack. Flashback is the name.
I love this track.
Flashback is its name.
It's totally good.
I'm totally going to play it right now.
Good.
Turn it up. I mean, it's
so good.
That doesn't get you pumped up.
I love that one part where it's like really melodic, you know? It's like coming up, you know, it's just so good.
It's just establishing itself, this song right now. You know what I mean? And then your part's about to come up right now.
Yeah. But also, after the really good melodic part, there's these sound effects, these sounds that just sound so. Oh, this part right here is so good. Here. Is so good right here. Listen to those sounds right there. They sound like Atari sounds almost, you know?
Sure.
It's so weird, you know? It seems like he uses these kind of Atari kind of sounds sometimes, you know, and it's cool that that's providing a sort of backing voice, you know, like this sort of this Atari drone in the background, you know, and he does that in the Yu Yu Hakusho track as well, you know, the one that Subspace 2 one,
right,
you know,
right.
It's just really cool, you know. It's great. It's very good, you know. I hate saying that. I hate using the word epic, but it has an epic kind of sound to it anyway, whatever.
Epic.
Epics. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our Kazuo Hanzawa focus.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, kind of an Alien Soldier focus too, I guess. But
right.
I mean, I think the guy is just brilliant, you know. I mean, and there's not even much known about him, you know.
Yeah.
I think he's just so amazing, this guy. He's just, I mean, to me, you know, if I was a video game music composer, I would just be so influenced by this guy.
Yeah.
He's so good. I think it's just totally good. I can't express how much I think this guy is just like the best composer. So anyway, for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com and call us.
281 Sonic 91. We love your messages. We love your voicemails. We love the sound of your voices.
And we love you.
Absolutely.
So, our next topic for next week will be Konami again.
Konami.
We did Konami in episode 23, and we'll be doing it for episode 88.
One more little thing to look forward to. Please look on our website. We will be releasing the games to our dance mixes.
Yeah, we never posted the track, the listings for our dance mixes. We're just going to, we'll post them individually, but we'll just have it, we'll just list the games, you know.
Right.
And, you know, for the dance mixes, so.
Right, and maybe look forward to another mix coming up very soon.
Yeah, probably, I'm thinking when we hit the 100th episode or something like that.
A little bonus.
Know, probably, yeah, a little 100th episode action.
Sure.
You know, we're not too far away at this point, you know.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, you know, 12, 13 episodes away. So that's that. So Konami, and we'll leave you with, what do you think we just go, I kind of was up in the air about what we should close with. What do you think we just go back to Bucky O'Hare? You
know? I can live with that.
You know, just for mix it up a little bit. I mean, unfortunately, the tracks we have for Bucky O'Hare aren't the best sound quality.
Right.
But, you know, it's doable, I guess, you know, by the sound quality, but... yeah, this is Bucky O'Hare for the arcade, and this track is called High Score Name Entry. And this track, it almost has actually kind of a circusy kind of feel. It almost kind of sounds similar to the Krusty Land music from The Simpsons.
Yes.
It's a cool track. It's pretty short. It's got that Kazuo Hanzawa sound to it. And that's that. So, my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
Thank you for listening.